afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and this is another episode of the Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the entertainment business. My guests today are members of the great new band, Reactor. Joining me are William Merritt Hendricks, although I do believe he prefers to be called just Merritt, and Chencho Godriguez.
Pierres. That was a good try.
Oh, look, you know, I gave it my best shot.
That's a good shot.
You're somewhere in Mexico. Where is your home base?
Our home base is actually in Aguascalientes, Mexico. It's about 5 hours south of Monterrey and 6 hours north of Mexico City, right in the center of the country. Actually, we have a statue in our center town in downtown area that's the actual center of Mexico, the heart of Mexico. So we're literally in the heart of Mexico.
You know, this might sound like an incredibly silly question. Why? Why aren't you in L.A.?
Okay. We've been here like for 7 years playing. You know, we never tried to move the music that much. Actually, we found a lot of records. Just like in coincidence, I was on a trip on Oaxaca, and I just found Devon Longa who just liked our music, and that was a lucky strike, you know. But we think we love Aguascalientes. It's a really nice town, actually, and it has a lot of entertainment. We actually have the biggest fair in all America. But, yeah, you know, that's a lot of party, a lot of booze, but we love this place. I mean, it's our hometown.
I want to play a track, but before I do that, Merritt, I'm going to pick on you because, you know, well, you're obviously not from around there.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm actually from around Alabama. My parents are from Alabama in the United States and South Carolina. I lived some time there. But when I was a young kid, maybe 2 years old, my father brought us down here with his job. And through that, I grew up here. Had many friends over the years, you know. Grew up, obviously, so, you know, you're going to meet a lot of people. But around 20, I was here with my brother. I had gone to the United States for about 3 years, and I came back. And, you know, and that's the story. I met Chencho at a party at my house, and from there it just exploded. Like he mentioned, we didn't ever search for anything because we were trying to wait for our moment. Undoubtedly, our moment came before we expected it. But my story is just a basic one. You know, I grew up in a little town, actually outside of the city, just living on a ranch, you know. Have a bunch of brothers and sisters. You can imagine my parents are from the South. You know, we got a bunch of family. And just that's the way I grew up. It's kind of a strange story, I guess, for most.
All right. And Chencho, tell us your story.
My story, with especially with Reactor, I end up with Reactor after playing with a you know a friend band, garage band, not playing good at all. But I finally meet one guy that is no longer in Reactor. He used to play guitar, and he just got me in with these guys. And I really fell in love with it. I just wanted to play all the time, you know. And they thought I had a distinctive sound, so they kept me up even if I didn't play anything of guitar. I really not a really good guitarist as you, as I can imagine, but since that moment, I really love what I've been doing with these guys, and we started being instrumental. Later on, as Merritt said, I met him, and boom, from that on, everything has going past then to slow, and then really fast. After I met Devon, everything is happening very fast, and we're ready.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think our
we're having trouble with our sound.
I think our listeners are ready. So would it be okay if I was to play a track from your upcoming album?
Of course.
It would be wonderful.
It would be wonderful.
Okay. Well, let's go with Sound of Drums.
Thank you.
Now, I would be the last person in the world to, you know, give nicknames to people, but was that Merritt Wolfman Hendrix on the vocals?
Yep,
it was.
It's a great track. Who else is in the band?
Well, would you like for them to say hello? We got a few here. We're all here, actually, in the band. I think they can give a shout out.
Sure.
Yeah, well, hello.
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 Okay.
And that's us.
Okay, the drummer, I
love
hello's.
I love hellos. Can you all introduce yourself?
Perfect. My name. Yeah, people need to know how your voice sounds.
That's right.
My name is Fernando. I'm Chencho. I'm the guitarist, the first one.
Well, hello. My name is Rodrigo, and I play drums.
Hello. My name is Gabriel. I play the bass.
Hello, everybody. I'm Salvador. I play the synthesizers.
Hey, what's up? My name is Carlos. I'm the guitarist.
And as everybody knows, I'm Merritt Williams. William Merritt Hendrix. I tried an artistic name. I don't think it caught on.
What was your name?
That's us.
And Merritt, you are known as Wolfman. Just
Wolfman.
Because of the way you
Wolfman. And so you saw my beard?
No.
I actually look a little bit like a Wolfman when I have it. It's strange.
No, it was more from the way you sang the word you.
Oh, right. You. I got it. That actually, when you see the video, it'll actually go well with what you're saying right now.
It's not that he's going to be a
I'm wolfman. I'm not going to be a wolfman, obviously.
I don't think that, but...
video? Did I hear the word video?
Yep.
I think he did.
Yeah, we're presenting a video a couple of weeks. It's the first one official for the album Refraction. You can find the album on our Bandcamp. It's just /Reacta, or you can search us on YouTube and Facebook with the same name, Reacta. The song is going to be Sound of Drums. We produced it with a local director, so we're glad to have some Mexican talent on our career. And probably in the next, I think, 15 days, we're going to present our video on YouTube. And, well, you people can search it. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's going to be uploaded.
Yes, and that's the same song everyone just listened to, Sound of Drums.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I do hope that you will keep me in the loop.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Let's do a truly shameless commercial. Where can people buy Refraction? You know, do you have a website and all of the other toys, Facebook, Twitter, whatever?
You can buy the complete album on our Bandcamp. It's just bandcamp.com/reactor. You can search us on Facebook. We're going to have links to that page there too. Twitter also, reactorband. But we don't have it physically in the United States because we have them with us right now. We just produced them last year. And the contract with the Larry Records, it was just signed like 5 months ago. So we're probably waiting for making a tour up there in the next few months. And we will finally sell it physically.
Right. So for the moment in Bandcamp and maybe in the next few months when people are looking us up, it'll be physical with us.
And I think it's $7 cost.
Right. And I think the cost on Bandcamp is $7. So you just Bandcamp/Reacta, and we should pop up. We're about the only band that has that name.
Right. And that price. My goodness. That sounds cheap.
Well, we're trying to get it out there, you know. As you said, you know, we're from Mexico. Not many are coming from Mexico right now internationally. And we would love to be a new one, to be able to show off what we have done.
I want to play another track. Let me see what it's called. Back Home. How do you guys feel about that track?
Last Train?
Back Home.
Which track pertinent?
Back Home.
Oh, what do we think about the song Back Home?
Back Home.
Yeah.
Song Back Home, it, that's what you meant, right?
No. What I was trying to say is, would it be okay if I played it and we can talk about it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can play us all year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Please do.
Here it is, Back Home. And trust me, guys, I got lots of questions.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, let's answer them all.
Yet another great track, but it's somewhat different from the first one I played. This track seems a lot more, rock and roll. First one had elements of electronica. What instruments do you all actually use?
Well, we have a Fender Telecaster thin line.
We both have to...
you have a thin
Fender,
line as well?
No,
no,
Stratocaster. Fender.
Stratocaster. Black top.
Mm-hmm.
Stratocaster.
The electronic sound, the synthesizers are... Which one are you?
Roland Rupa, JP.
Mm-hmm. Roland JP. And the chord.
And couple chords.
Yeah.
There are three and other larger
MacBooks.
We have a Fender on the bass and
a drum set or four piece.
What is it? Is it a
it's a Yamaha Stage Custom.
It's a Stage Custom. So that's what we use.
But it's the typical combination two guitars, one bass and some synthesizers and the vocals. That's it.
Right, and I don't play an instrument yet, not in the band.
So what do you do?
Well, I actually write the song, and I the lyrics and the melody I come up with.
It's entirely him. Yeah, we kind of respect our space. Everybody compose?
Uh-huh, compose.
Everybody composed freely, completely freely. That's maybe one song can sound really different from the other one, but it still has our sound. It still, the whole album sounds as Refraction. And we have a couple of new songs for the next album we're already trying to compose, but they have a different sound, so we like how we are evolving.
A question that I love to ask all musicians, it's a very boring question, but it amuses me. Some musicians love to sit in the studio where they can, edit and fiddle with things. Other musicians love the idea of being on the stage. Where do you guys fit into that idea? Are you live performers, or do you just like to fiddle around in the studio?
We are most definitely, I think, 100%, all of us are stage performers. We like live performance. We love recording. That album, we try to make it sound as good as it can. But live, live playing on stage is what we love to do.
That's what we live for.
That's our bread and butter.
Yeah, most of the compositions come up like immediately. The five of us jamming. the six of us. So we were playing most of the time. There are the six together at the same time composing, and the idea flows in order.
Yeah. And that's what makes us, you know, more of a live band. You know, we practice a lot. We don't record everything we practice at all. Probably only 10% at this point. But, you know, we're definitely live performers.
I heard a rumor that later on this year you're going to embark on a tour of the West Coast. Is that true?
To our knowledge, which is about, I think, as well as anybody would know, yes, I think in April, as it says in the press release, we'll head up to San Francisco. I'm guessing that, I don't know, the city where we would go to for the start, I don't know. But so far as we know, is the same thing you know. Later on this year, we will definitely be on a tour in the West Coast.
We can't wait to
of
do
the
that
U.S.
Recently.
Yeah, it's sort of what we're waiting on right this moment, actually.
All right. In fact, the way I discovered you guys was through your oops, my computer is playing up. It's through your new record label. Is it Alika or Rika? Something
Alaric.
Like right. And how did this deal come about?
You wanted me to call to tell you the story how I met the guy who invited us? Oh, it's a really funny story, I can tell you that. I was on Puerto Escondido, Mexico. You know, it's a famous surfer place. And I was sitting in this bar, which name is Fly. And I was with two really good friends from Mexico, from right here in Aguascalientes. And they walked to the bathroom. I was alone on the bar. And Devon Longo and his friend just arrived to me and said, can I sit here? And yeah, sure. So I met him that night, but we didn't talk about the band until 2 days later. After that, we went to, I can't remember the place right now, the name of the place, but we went to this place where you didn't have any cells, like no one. Oh, you were out of communication. You know, we had this guy who wanted to go surf over there. So that was the point where I showed the album. I got this album to give it to my friend Cindy, and I decided to give it to Devon. He appears to be a producer, so I was like amazed. And he was like, I will call you in a couple of weeks when I come back to Aguascalientes. We wait actually 2 weeks, and I received a mail from him. And since that point, I think we haven't stopped practicing, and we haven't stopped, like, I mean, it's like, you know what it's like. We're amazed. We don't know how big will it be, but we're really glad to find people that actually likes our work.
I just managed to find the press release. Alaric Records CEO, Devon Lange, discovered Reactor on a surfing trip to Puerto Escondido, where he met guitarist. Right on the beach, donning his iconic vest, flanked by two beautiful Spanish women drinking a Pacifico.
Oh yeah, they were drinking a Pacifico. They're beautiful. Hello to Cindy and Michelle. Yeah. Pretty good friends of me, really. Not more.
Yeah. Now, that isn't something that you often read in a press release.
That's good to hear.
Okay, I'm looking at the clock, and my producer is whining in my ear, so I have to wind this down. I really, really want to thank you all for joining me today. It has been wonderful, and I wish you every success with your new CD, and please keep me in mind, you know, for your future projects. I would love to talk to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure talking to you as well. You really asked the right questions. We're not used to that. So it's been a real pleasure. And we definitely will keep you in mind. Have a great day.
Next time I'll forewarn you of my questions.
They were beautiful. They were beautiful. Nothing wrong with those.
Gentlemen, till next time, have a happy, healthy, safe, and wealthy life. This is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a great day. I'll be back again soon. Till next time, goodbye.